Anytime you have people doing dangerous work for low wages and bad living conditions, you're going to have labor movement struggles, and you're going to have radicalism. And the Pacific Northwest was ripe for that in the era between World War I and World War II. And there were many dramatic improvements to making those jobs much safer and more civilized and better paid. And all of those came through people just standing up for themselves and in a collective way.
2 or 3 years ago, I read Bob Darman's book, too. I think it was part of Sitka Reed's about rowing the dory. When did the dory story unite with the labor story?
Well, you know, I'm constantly collecting ideas and stories and images that I just think are great. And I don't know why sometimes I think they're great, but I'll hear somebody say something or I'll see something and I'll think, wow, that's cool. And I don't know why it is, but I'll just store it away. And, oh, geez, back in the early 80s, maybe 1982 or so, I heard about how Robert DeArmond had rowed a dory from Sitka down all the way through Puget Sound. I just thought, you know, I was young and adventurous then. I just thought, wow, that is a great story. I'd like to know more about it. And I just sort of sat it in my files. And that same summer, I was in Greentop, and I met these old IWW characters. And I just thought, wow, they were somebody that I had never met before. And then in my reading, things just sort of coalesce, a lot like, how the seasons bring all different kinds of fish and birds in together, and they all sort of mill around together and make a whole new season. That's sort of the way I end up creating one whole story. I just have all of these elements of things that I think are interesting and neat, and figure out how best they can all flow together.
What was it like writing a novel without that familiar voice of Cecil Younger's batting around in your head?
I think that's probably what took me so long in writing it, was learning to write in the third person and learning to write in a voice that wasn't so familiar. You know, this was a whole new enterprise, and it took a long time just to get used to the new voice. And I'm really comfortable with the Cecil voice, you know, and for... They were written in the first person, meaning the Cecil is speaking. I walk out the door. I do these and things. And it's easy to sort of slip into my sort of autobiographical Cecil costume and channel that voice. But writing in the third person, writing a much bigger, more complicated book was a real challenge. But once I did it for a while, I really enjoyed the differences.